step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. On May 1st, 2020, live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/TheSouthBayShow. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. Joining us as co-host, the president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, Kelly Stroman. Of course, with us because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, Kelly, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Joe. Kelly, how are you guys?
I am fantastic. Hello and happy Friday. I'm no longer out in the house now. I know we're all still staying at home, but, you know, we got to get beyond the house now. We got to at least in our mind travel somewhere else. Happy Friday.
It can be. Yes, it can be very happy, and it will be, and we will have fun. Even if we go to Orange County beaches, we'll be arrested. It's going to be okay.
Hey, you know, I did a little adulting last night, as we call it, adulting. You know, I masked up. I got my mask on and walked downtown from my office with a friend, and we went and got takeout at Slay Italian Kitchen, which is, man, is just, it's so delicious. He just reopened about a week ago, and we're like, let's go get some takeout. And we did, and, of course, the first thing we ordered on the menu was dessert, which was last night they had banana cream pie, which is off the charts. Who would think, you know, Italian restaurant, right? But I know Jackie laughed. But it's like, okay, we started with that, and then we worked backwards on the menu. But we waited, and it was, you know, the sun had gone down, so it was nighttime. And we sat kind of on the walk street looking at the ocean while we were waiting for our food. And we saw the blue waves, the bioluminescence. And I felt like I just wanted to run down and, like, stand on the beach even closer. But I'm like, I can't. I'll get arrested, especially in this town. All the cops know me. I'll get in trouble, you know. I have to watch my moves. But oh, my gosh, what a magical sight that is. Have you guys seen that yet?
I have not seen it yet. It's funny because I can see the ocean. I have an ocean view, but I can't see the breaking waves. So, but right. I can see, I've seen the red tide, you know, like every morning I can get up and I can see if it's out there. And I'm like, and I've been saying to my husband, we really need to get down there one night and see this bioluminescence. But we haven't done it yet, but there have been pictures and video. Oh my goodness. On social media, that has been amazing. Yeah. And a friend of mine who has a boat down in the harbor went out paddle boarding one night last weekend. And she got video of her. And with every paddle move, all the water around her lit up. It was amazing.
I know. It's truly, I'm so glad I saw it because I thought, you know, that's never happened, I don't think, well, recently. I know we get red tide, you know, every summer and everything. But I've never seen that. And it is really special. And particularly given this time when we all kind of have to stay at home and, you know, visually we're not out and about as much and experiencing new things and, you know, seeing, having those experiences, to be able to see that is very special. But to your point, Jackie, yes, you have to, just anybody listening who doesn't know, you have to be within, you know, eyesight of the wave break and, you know, or the shoreline, because that's when the waves churn. And, you know, and tumble is when you see that blue. At one point, it was just blue all the way across the beach as far as my eyes could see. And I just, we have to take joy in those little things. Like, you know, they say when one sense is taken away, the others are enhanced. And I think, I've said this, we're all deprived right now of that human physical sense of shaking hands and hugging and interacting with people like that. So I don't know if it was because of that, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it looks a little like a science project. It's a little sci-fi, maybe, you know, you're like, okay, what's happening in the water? Is that safe to be in? But, boy, is it special. So, you know, anybody who can, you know, walk down at night, stay off the strand and stay off the beach. We don't want you getting in trouble. But go down and check it out. Take your kids. Take your family. It really is very special. And I don't know, Jackie, if you've heard, but I have not heard, like, necessarily how long it will last. I know red tide doesn't normally last that long. So I don't know when it will end, but it's a sight to see for sure.
Yes, yes. I will definitely, I hope I can catch it. I hope we make time to catch it. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, Kelly, about, and I don't know, since you're not with downtown, the Downtown Association anymore, I want downtown Manhattan Beach sidewalk sale went last weekend.
Sure. Yeah. It actually went very well from the retailers that I spoke with that participated. They were very, you know, very happy. I mean, all the marketing and the effort was pointed towards, you know, the online, the websites and the percentage that they were giving away. And just because I'm in downtown, I mean, that doesn't mean I don't know. And I, of course, we have many chamber members who are businesses in downtown, too. But we're still, right now, we're helping everybody. But from everybody that I talked with, they were very happy. It definitely energized, you know, their business. Is it the same as a in-person physical sidewalk sale when you can stroll the sidewalks and shop and try on? No. But it definitely was a huge boost to their business. They were all very complimentary and very happy. And you know what's so funny? At one point, I drove through downtown last weekend. I forget. I was going to and from somewhere. And I had this, you know, kind of just thought for a moment, like, oh, I wonder if anybody will be, like, looking for the sidewalk sale, like, if they didn't really get that it was virtual, you know. As I did that, I actually saw many of the locations that were participating. They had, you know, big signs in their window, virtual sidewalk sale, and they had their URL listed. Others had displays in their windows and with signs saying, you know, go to the website, click here and find this item. So it was really, I thought it was fantastic. I applaud the Downtown Business Association and all these businesses that participated for pivoting and taking part of it. I've seen that, I think Hermosa, downtown, you know, Hermosa Pier Avenue area is doing a virtual sidewalk sale, I believe, this weekend.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, they are
nice neighbors. Yeah. Yeah.
Hermosa's doing one this weekend, and I just saw last night that Riviera Village is going to be doing one as well. They're doing a pop-up, virtual pop-up.
And is that this weekend also?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't remember. I just got the email last night, so I just quickly looked at it this morning, so I haven't delved into it yet. But Joe, are you having sound issues? Am I coming in clear?
You're just dropping out every once in a while. I am hearing
okay, you know
that.
What I'm gonna
Kelly...
do? You know what I'm gonna do? Kelly, why don't you continue giving us chamber updates? I'm gonna hang up and call back in and see if that helps, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Kels, what's going on?
You know, it's been a week of more discussion. As you know, we talked about on Tuesday with the loans and PPP. However, yes, there are several businesses where those PPP loans that they applied for in the first round are getting funded. And people are seeing, you know, EIDL loan money is coming in. I know there's a lot of people who haven't, you know, realized that yet, but there are a lot who are getting funded and starting to happen. I know the second wave, you know, of funding, people are busy applying right now. I have not heard yet that that's been cut off. However, everybody that is in the industry says if you haven't applied yet or applied again in the second round, you know, do it, please, immediately. And then I heard even midweek that they're talking about a third round, you know, that obviously will take some time to approve, but there is funding out there, and I am very, very excited. I've been working on a project for the last 3 weeks with a very generous resident in Manhattan Beach, and he wanted to start a fund. Particularly a cash grant fund that would benefit the small independently owned businesses in downtown Manhattan Beach. And then we extended it to the north end of, you know, North Manhattan Beach also. And the fund is starting out with a very generous donation from him and his wife. And we finally, after 3 weeks of working on this with another company on the East Coast called one-to-oneusa.org, who are good college and grad school friends of the donor. They own a platform he founded a platform that does kind of one-to-one giving, but with a charitable, it goes through them. So there's a charitable element to it. And the tax, you know, free status. And so yesterday at 5 p.m., after 3 weeks of work on this, we hit the button to go live and send it out to every small business owner in downtown Manhattan Beach. And we're talking brick and mortar. We're, you know, the people who have the business license in the downtown area and the north end. And they have from now until May 15th, to go online to this website and apply for a cash tax-free grant from anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000.
Wow.
Hi, Jackie, you're back. I'm good. Not all of the grants will be able to be fulfilled. We're hoping also simultaneously that more residents and more people will step up and donate into this fund. We've already had several kind of verbal commitments, and I think yesterday when we finally went live, all that's starting to, you know, take shape. But we started with $200,000, and it's growing. And this is truly for the small business owner that we all love and cherish. And it's those businesses that we can't imagine, you know, not being there. And this is to help pull them up, to help the owner get through this crisis. It's only for the owners. They get to apply. They get to a financial statement of need, how COVID-19 has affected their business in the last 2 months. and how it is affecting them personally. They also get to provide a personal statement as well as an option to have like a reference if they have a favorite customer that maybe wants to say, hey, this person's fantastic. One-to-oneusa.org is going to vet all of the applications. And on May 15th, this initial application phase will close. They will assess the neediness of each applicant, and by then, hopefully, the fund will have, you know, hopefully doubled and maybe even more, and they'll be able to give cash grants to these business owners to help them get back on their feet, survive, and we don't want anybody to make a choice between closing their business and surviving and feeding their family or themselves. And this donor is going to be, I'm very excited, he's going to be on our radio show next Tuesday. So we're going to talk all about it, but it's very, very exciting. And I got so many beautiful emails last night, people just going, I'm in tears, like, oh my gosh. And you could feel their exasperation, but their joy in knowing it's like a little ray of hope. It's almost like that blue message, like that blue line on the ocean. It was like just something beautiful that had been dropped into their inbox. We kept it very quiet for the 3 weeks that we were working on it, and I'm very pleased. So we're going to talk more about it on Tuesday.
Okay.
I love that, Kelly. Love that.
Yeah,
wow.
Cool. It's called, by the way, it's called Local Love for Manhattan Beach. And anybody that's listening right now, they can go to one-to-oneusa.org local love for Manhattan Beach. And we'll get more of the information for Tuesday and promote a little bit more. But it's only for those, you know, again, only for the small businesses in downtown and North Manhattan Beach for now. Hopefully if it grows exponentially, we'll be able to include more small businesses elsewhere in the town.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Love that.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Very Manhattan
Beach. Okay. Very.
All right.
Well,
shall we?
Exciting. All right. We have developed such a great business culture here in the South Bay. We have the brick and mortars, obviously, the restaurants, fitness studios, the Pilates studios, and so forth. But for many entrepreneurs, they want to they're professionals and or consultants want a space that they can work in that isn't their home office. And this is a special category that we've talked about several times. And this is a category we're going to be talking about right now, aren't we, Jackie?
You bet.
Who's our guest today?
Okay, our guests this morning are Ego Alpe and Tom Cocking from UNITA Club. Now, Ego is the co-founder of UNITA Club, a co-working creative space, for dream followers. Ego has infused his European upbringing and culture into each club, creating a utopian social space for co-workers, family, and friends. He studied economics at Long Beach State University, where he played basketball. Standing tall at 6'8", he also played professional ball in Turkey. Now, Ego has a passion for the ocean, community, dogs, and sports, and the South Bay is the perfect place to enjoy them all. His wife is a South Bay native and is responsible for sourcing the amazing and one-of-a-kind textiles that make each UNITA Club location unique. Now, Tom Cocking manages the Hermosa Beach UNITA location. He is also a professional photographer that specializes in creating content for local small businesses and startups. Tom has lived in the South Bay for over 6 years and has a deep connection with the Ocean Beach and the South Bay community. He and his girlfriend and two pups live in a cozy little beach cottage in Redondo where they paddleboard often and cruise the strand when it was allowed. Now, this morning, we'll discuss the co-working space concept and Project South Bay, a video project the tenants of UNITA Clubs in Hermosa, Manhattan Beach, and El Segundo have created as a result of the pandemic. Ego, Tom, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jackie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Gentlemen, we are we're talking about co-working. It's a concept that many people are familiar with. There are several examples out there, but Ego, I want you to give us the vision of UNITA. or UNITA? Is it UNITA or UNITA?
It's hi, Joe. So it's UNITA. We call it UNITA, but sometimes people just pronounce it UNITA. It's UNITA, and simply the vision, or what we are, I should say, is that we basically are a community, and we offer simply private and shared workspaces with amenities such as podcast rooms, photography studio, meeting rooms, and 3D printers, and just open spaces to hold events or launches for its members, for their companies, along with the community around us. And we're not just simply a place for people to make money, but rather share their ideals and aspirations, and we offer them a platform for them to have an impact as distinctive as possible by collaborating with like-minded other members that we have in our community.
One sort of uniting feature of entrepreneurs, Tom, is that they are often coming from a culture, coming from a family environment where they were the dreamer. I mean, that word, dream followers, is really key, Tom. How does UNITA encourage that versus other workspaces?
Well, I think that our whole thing's always been collaborate. You know, it's not competition, it's collaboration. And there's so many people that are so talented that are our members, and someone will say, you know, I need a web designer. And we say, you know, come to us, because we know what everybody does at each space. And so we like to outsource or use our members to work with each other. So we always say, you know, go to the person in the next office, and they can do your SEO for you, and this person can design your website. And so we say, like, let's work together as a team and use all these, you know, creative, talented people to benefit your business, because in the end, you know, we're all in the same space together. And so we just always say collaborate, you know, ask us who does what, and we can send you to the right person to do it, because we know what everybody does. And I think that most spaces tend to keep people apart, and we do the exact opposite. You know, we break down those walls and say, no, go meet your neighbor, go meet the person next to you and see what they do and see if you guys can help each other out.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that is unique, and that's great for the client coming in the door to have that kind of direction. When you think about what you guys are doing in Hermosa, I have to tell you, that space, that building has, I mean, 40, 50, 60 year history. That you know, that space, it has a lot of history in Hermosa.
Oh yeah.
It's a wonderful space.
And
Easy Reader.
Yeah. And we look for spaces that have character.
I wanted to say that that building is actually a 110 year old building. That's how long it's been there. I actually tried to go back and find more about, you know, what it was as early as when they put it there, and I didn't see it. But with Easy Readers, I see it, and it's an incredible building. I mean, those bricks are 110 years old.
Right.
I didn't realize that. I did not realize that building was that old. Interesting. Speaking of your locations, Ego, I'm familiar with your location in El Segundo. I'm trying to remember. I was over there for some event last year. But is that Danny Brubaker's property, or does she just have a space in that complex?
It is Danny Brubaker's property. I mean, it is her property.
Okay.
She had the vision to make that building as pretty as what it is. And my partner and my best friend, his wife was the one that basically did all of the, you know, right touches to make it that home it is. And yes, that is correct.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. She has some incredible properties in El Segundo. And you've got that, is it the Blue Butterfly coffee shop there? And or roasters or something like that. There's a couple of different businesses in that complex, and it's very cool. I don't know, Joe or Kelly if you've been to that location, but it's very, very cool. You need to go check it out.
Okay. Absolutely.
I have not been to the El Segundo location, but I actually know Danny, and I didn't realize those were her buildings. She's massively talented. Shot my son years ago when he was about 6 years old or so, seven. She's amazing. I love her, and I love her vibe. The only one I've been to, shamefully, is the Manhattan Beach one. And I want to talk a little bit about the transformation of that building, Ego. It, you know, for anybody listening who doesn't know, that was the former location of Mr. Pocket, which was a sports kind of bar and grill and a gathering place for a lot of, you know, little league teams for the team party and all of that. Massively different looking from what it is today. And when I walked in for the first time to meet with Ego, I was just blown away and taken by the transformation and the amazing atmosphere and vibe and what you guys have created there. So can you... You know, I'm curious, Ego, you know, how you seek out your locations and then how gratifying it is for you and your partner and your families to transform these spaces. So, you know, why did you choose that location and kind of take us through that process of the transformation?
So the way it works is we come up with ideas and plans and try to execute them, and it never goes that way. Something else comes up, and that just changes things. So this was that something else. And we were actually, one thing that we knew that we wanted to do was we wanted to stay in the South Bay. And we knew that when El Segundo location, when we started that, it was full, and it was quite fast for it to get to capacity. And we said, okay, there's room for growth here. So then Hermosa Beach location came up, and it was just the aesthetics of the building was there. All we needed to do was do a little bit of, very little changes to the building to make it fit to the workspace that would fit UNITA and its vision. This building was not a good fit in any way if it was what it was before. So what we did is we said if we just gut it down and put as many windows as we can and make it as bright as we can and also utilize as much reclaimed wood and pieces that would just fit this business as well as they would, we can have a great place because the layout was perfect. Because the advantage to UNITA is that our layout is designed for companies that actually need comfortable, spacious, uncongested workspaces. So this would create that. And so for that, we came in and we basically went to the city and told them that we want to change the use and we're going to do this immense amount of work and basically make this place as beautiful as we can. And it was about a year or so for us to get our permits and about a 4 to 5 months of construction and we got a really beautiful workspace and our members seem to enjoy it.
Well, it's beautiful. You've done an amazing job, and when you walk in, you immediately feel welcome, and everybody that walks in is happy, and it's beautiful, and I appreciate the art and all the touches. You can tell it's very personal, and it's a wonderful space. It definitely is. It's definitely a creative feeling there.
Yes, and most of these co-work businesses are designed to pack their space with as many people as possible. They need to be very, very profitable. They have immense pressure from investors and shareholders, and they don't tend to offer spaces as small as what we offer in Unitra. So most of these businesses are about 5 to 10 times the size of Unitra. So this building and all of our buildings, the biggest advantage is that when you come in, you get to know everybody. You cannot just be here and be lost. This particular location, it has a great advantage. And when you come in, there is that atrium that just welcomes you, and most anyone and everyone hangs out there, and it just is warm. So for that, we got a really really good layout, and we're definitely very happy with what came out. It's beautiful.
Joe, I want to veer off to a different topic, but before we do that, how about we do the station break?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're having a wonderful conversation with a co-founder and manager of UNITA in Hermosa Beach. But, we bring Hypel News to you every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Tuesdays, it's a special COVID-19 presentation from the Manhattan Beach Chamber, similar to today's show, but with a special emphasis on those things that are being done. This next Tuesday is going to be a really big one. But of course, Thursdays is the South Bay Spotlight, and Fridays is Manhattan Beach 360. All of the best of the South Bay, with a special emphasis on Manhattan Beach in particular, and Manhattan Beach Chamber members further in particular. This is very important to be able to hear news and hear people speak about your community. Those things that affect your life and your business. Please join us. Please share this podcast with everyone you know. We're here for you every week. Thanks for joining us today. So, Jackie, now where are we going?
Yes, I just wanted to get a little background. In the introduction, I mentioned that you played professional basketball in Turkey. Are you originally from Turkey or elsewhere in Europe? And how did you land in the South Bay?
I'm Turkish. I was born and raised there, and I came here to play basketball about 18 years ago and go to college. And I went to Long Beach State. And Kelly, I know you went to Long Beach too. And
I did. At school, I
met with my wife, and she was from South Bay, and I fell in love with it, and basically, after going to college, I went back, played a little bit more basketball, and when it was time for me to come back, I know where I was going to come back, and it was South Bay, and it fits my life incredibly well. I have immense passion for the ocean. I play beach volleyball almost every weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, and there is not a place that I would see myself living in and fitting in as good as I do to this beautiful area. So for that, it was basically school that brought me here, basketball. But the moment I was done with basketball, I know this had to be the place that that I could call home. And when it was time to open UNITA, I knew that there was no place that would be better to have a shared workspace, that would fit as well as UNITA fits in South Bay, as 9 out of 10 workspace inquiries or office inquiries would be probably, I would say, is in downtown and West Side. And but I knew that there was just an incredible amount of talent that was here, and being here for all these years, we basically went to this direction, and South Bay is you know, becoming more and more and more my home, and also for my children as well.
Okay, there you go, Kelly and Joe. Yet another example of somebody that comes to the South Bay, experiences the South Bay, settles here, and eventually figures out a way to never leave.
Never.
We've seen it on this podcast. Almost every guest we have, you know, they initially come to the South Bay, maybe visiting a friend or going to the beach. They love it. They eventually move here, and then they and they may be working in downtown LA or the West Side or the Valley, and they all eventually figure out a way to open up a business in the South Bay so they never have to leave.
Right.
I think we might have to steal Ego's, I guess, adjective. It's a utopian workspace, and
yes,
we might have to change. We might have to change the bubble to utopia, or the utopian bubble. We do. You know, we live in such a special place in the South Bay, and I have thought so many times during this crazy pandemic that we are in and the challenges that we're all facing. I am so grateful to live here. And be kind of stuck here right now versus other places, you know. And we hear it and see it all the time on the show and elsewhere. There's so many amazing people that live in the South Bay. There's so much talent. And I love when we, you know, get to chat with people like Ego. I just think it's so much fun, and it's fantastic. It just makes the whole entire area richer. And in this case, too, they have Ego. Is it just the three locations, El Segundo, Manhattan, and Hermosa right now?
Yes.
Do you have plans for any other locations?
Not in the short term. It would basically, if we're going to have to leave South Bay for that, it's no longer as much fun. It's a lot more business than fun. So to me, we're really happy with what we have right now. And if there's more opportunity for growth, perhaps in Torrance or Redondo Beach, we may do those. But I don't foresee us, going away from the beach. This is, you know, not just it's because it's South Bay, but we don't have nowhere in Los Angeles a community that has this kind of connection. People in Santa Monica and Venice don't connect the way we belong to Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach. This place is very, very easy to create community. It's already the community, and almost anyone that walks in here knows someone that I know someone. We're just a one big family, and that is a very, very tough thing to achieve in most other places. So if there is such thing, it would be a business move for us to, you know, go to Brooklyn, New York, or go to downtown or anywhere in the world, and we're just hoping that we're going to make money. When we're in South Bay and when we're here, you know, when this setup, this framework is in South Bay, it just is. Business is always second. Community comes first, and that's the thing that makes it harder to grow outside of South Bay. But if the right opportunity comes, we would take it in a heartbeat. So it's just more about what we want to do. My passion is South Bay. I want to stay in South Bay. I have projects South Bay that we'll talk about, but this is pretty much for the short term. We don't foresee us growing any further than South Bay.
And you know something, Kelly, here's another example. The South Bay community, I think it was Tom earlier that said they're about collaboration, not competition. In other places, in downtown, in Venice, and Santa Monica, it's dog eat dog. You know, it comes back to that practically every guest we have on this show. You may be have a hairdressing salon on this side of the street, and there's a hairdressing salon on the other side of the street, but they're not competing for business. They work together and they help each other, and it's Ego hit it right on the head.
Yeah,
it's something
I agree.
Something in the water.
Before we get into Project South Bay, I know you just mentioned that ego, and I know Tom wants to talk about that too. Can you, either you or Tom, share with us how Unita Club has pivoted and how you are addressing the social distancing and a safe workspace right now, just so anybody listening who's considering joining Unita Club and, you know, taking up office space there now or after the pandemic, just give us a little snippet of how you guys are addressing that.
Sure. So first of all, the advantage to Unita is that our layout is actually designed for companies that do need that comfortable, spacious, uncongested workspace. It is just not designed to pack. The biggest difference is most of these shared offices are huge, and they require a lot of people to be able to make it work. So first thing is that we don't have that overwhelming amount of people. If this place was at full capacity, it would feel incredibly spacious. It would feel still very uncongested. And this layout and the way this business works is that we're not chasing all the money in the world. We're just chasing a good community that have similar ideals and aspirations. So for that, just the way it is, it's perfect. So a very simple example is we have a membership type, which we call Surfer in other shared offices. They tend to call it Hot Desk, and people just come and utilize the workspaces. Now, at Unita, we have a number that's an upper limit for this amount of members. And we don't have any more than, I want to say, 10 or 12 of them in Hermosa Beach, about 15 of them in Hermosa, and about, you know, 20 of them in Manhattan. Similar workspaces basically have about, I want to say, 10 times the amount of people. So we don't have that incredible pressure of we gotta make money. We gotta make money. There has to be more. There is none of that. It's more about we gotta have the right community. So that already is good layout. There is a lot of companies that are basically, look, we're changing our layout and it's now gonna be spacious and comfortable and come and check it out. Well, we're already like that. So if anybody wants to come in and take a look at it, they're gonna see that this is as much space as I can have. It's very easy to park. There is no additional fees to anything and everything that you do. And also, there is no chaos management. There is no so for that, I feel pretty blessed to have this layout. So we're already a good fit for someone that is not looking for, you know, having to deal with most of these chaotic issues and the crowds. And Unita is the ultimate fit for that, as is already. But other than that, we have, you know, like any other company, we're really, really big with, you know, sanitation and our, you know, cleaning companies that we work with. They're all over this. So we're doing our best to be able to make sure that we offer as clean workspaces as possible. You know, hygiene is, like any other company, is our number one priority right now. But for that, I want to say that the actual layout allows people to have that space all along in all of our locations.
Interesting. I have a question, Tom. We're going to get to Project Safe in 1 minute, but I wanted to ask, when you're managing the space, do you vet your members in any way? Like, do you not want to have 10 graphic designers or 5 PR people? Do you have any metrics about balance?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's kind of intuition is what we kind of use. And we always say we're aimed at the creative industry, but that's not, you know, we don't kick you out if you're not creative. It's more of a, do I feel like, you know, you are a good fit? You can tell kind of right off the bat if people will thrive here or if they'll be kind of, you know, like a bad egg. And so usually we kind of, Ego and I will kind of say, you know, what did you think? Do you think they're a good fit for Unita, regardless of what they do? It's more of how you feel about them. You know, do you think that they would, you know, help this community, or would they, you know, bring it down? And so it's more of kind of a gut feeling on my part. It's just kind of saying, I think that they're great, and, you know, I've got a really good feel from them, and their vibe is very positive. And so it's more of that. It's less of what they do and more of who they are, kind of.
Interesting. That's really interesting. So, Tom, do you want to go ahead and tell us about Project South Bay?
Yeah, sure. And this is kind of Ego's brainchild. So, Ego, you can chime in if I get anything, you know, if I'm missing anything.
Sure, go ahead.
But we just, Ego and me especially, we're so extroverted, and I miss human contact, and I miss knowing people's stories and sitting down and getting to hear what's going on in their lives. And we know that with COVID-19, that's been kind of lost because people can't connect because we're not really allowed to. And so we wanted to get a platform to bring all the companies, businesses, and artists and people that are, you know, the talent of South Bay, get a place where they can share their stories. People can reconnect again, and they can kind of say, this is how this is affecting me in a deeper level, not just say, oh, we're affected by our stuff. More of like, hey, this is, you know, I have a family. I've been here for 10 years. The business is my life, you know. And so we want people to get the deeper stories and kind of learn more about the businesses and artists that are here in South Bay that are suffering. And so we want kind of a one-stop place where anyone can come from the community to see what's going on and find out how to help local businesses, as well as just learn their stories. I think a lot of us know the places, but they don't know the history. And I think we really want businesses and companies and artists to share their history and share what's going on with them. And I think we just want the human connection to be around again, because we've lost so much of it. And so I think our goal is just to find a place where people can come and kind of get that connection and feel for each other and help each other out. In the end, is the point, is to kind of support each other. And so we just wanted to create a platform where people have their voices, and you can find it all in one place.
And where is that place?
It's kind of in progress, but it's projectsouthbay.org. And the Project South Bay, I kind of want that hashtag to be where it's you share your story and hashtag that, and then people can see your story and share theirs. And so it's still kind of a work in progress, and it should be up hopefully soon, but it would be projectsouthbay.org, and that's where people can come for resources as well to figure out how they can help their business too. But the main point is kind of sharing people's stories.
Nice. I love that.
Go ahead,
Ego.
So we've created a website. And the reason behind this was, as a company, we needed the community to help us some way, somehow, because we are a very, very healthy workspace, and our capacities have been amazing. And the moment coronavirus came around, we start losing some of our members. And we wanted the community to hear our voice. So we said, what can we do? So the first thing that came to mind is, it's not us only. This just happened to everybody. So what is it that we can do for them? So then we came up with an idea, which is called projectsouthbay.org. And Project South Bay is a platform for local artists and small businesses of South Bay to share their story. They give us a little idea about what is it that they do, and tell us what is it that they can offer right now, and what we can do as a community to help them out and get them to survive and get healthier and stronger as a business. So if you have a burger shop and you've been there for the last 50 years, tell us about that story, why it was the South Bay that you started, and that incredible recipe that you have for that burger, and that's why people should come in and get it, or that deal that you're giving them so they can just help you, you know, stay afloat. They share a one-minute video on projectsouthbay.org, and people just, you can browse through videos, and you can see some familiar faces, some familiar businesses, and basically see what is it that's their story, how is it that they started, and that's what is it that they offer, and how we can help them. So as UNITA, we wanted to be in a platform like this, because it would be really, really good if people was to hear that UNITA is this beautiful community where I can collaborate with incredible like-minded people, and this is a great place that would be a good fit for me, and I want to go and check it out. And that's basically what we wanted people to do. And a platform to be heard was something like this. So we said, well, there's no such platform that is just that. So we said, let's share our story in a platform like this. Let's build this platform, and we'll reach out to other businesses that are in the South Bay, and they'll share all of their stories. So this will be that movement where South Bay in within itself would be able to withstand this virus and also be able to you know, support each other and self-sustain. So that's that project. That's what we're trying to do. Get South Bay to be enough for one another to assist its local businesses, because eventually we're just helping one another. So that's that platform. And it will be live probably on tomorrow, Saturday, or it will be live by Monday. So we have another 2-3 days left maximum to be able to go live on with this.
And will that be ongoing? Can people continue to add to it once it's live?
Absolutely. And they'll be able to continue. We'll share it constantly on our Instagram account. It's unita.club. And also, once this virus is done, once that vaccine comes up, which it will, and we'll basically get South Bay, the project South Bay, .org under UNITA's umbrella and continue to assist local businesses, but keep it a little bit separated from UNITA. So it's not necessarily for UNITA's benefits. It's more for the community, because not everybody is going to go to, you know, going to come and join as a member and support UNITA. If you're serving food, this is not the place for you. But we also want to help you as well. So what is it that we can do where we can reach outside of this brick-and-mortar business and still touch someone that actually is in need, that hairstylist, that you know, let's say a realtor. So this is basically the idea, but it will definitely continue. It will not – and this is – right about your alley, Jackie. I think I would love to, you know, in the future, talk to you and get some ideas from you and build this in a way where it would be the ultimate fit for this topic.
I love that. We can do that. We've just got under 10 minutes left. I just wanted to say that once we are past this, business is going to boom. All right. Newsom is already talking about allowing some businesses to start opening in the next few weeks, not months. And I truly believe, I know that once people are dying to get back to work, they want to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're past this, tell our audience, please, how does it work? Is it a monthly, yearly contract lease? Is there drop-in workspace? Tell us how you need to work, how you can become a member.
You go to unita.club and get a better idea about our company. If you do need a workspace or if you do need an event space, you basically go to book a tour and select a time that fits you the best. Our community managers in all locations will be able to give you that tour, explain a little bit further about Unita, and we'll basically, with open arms, without charging you anything, get you to settle in and work and get a feel for our workspace. And if it is the right workspace for you, then we'll just say, okay, do you want to join? Do you need an office? Do you need to be do you need just a dedicated desk? What will be the ultimate fit? And they just join. There is no commitments with us. There is no additional fees where we don't charge for people to park their car. We don't charge them to print things. We don't charge them to drink coffee. We don't charge them for their meeting time, meeting room use, or their photography studio use. And they just come in after 30 days or after 60 days, whatever it is that's the time frame. If they are not happy or if this is not necessarily the ultimate thing that they need for their business to grow, they can just simply carry on with their life, and we'll just be good friends. But as far as joining, it's very simple. You go to our website, book a tour at unita.club, and at that point, the rest of it, we take care of it, and it's a 30-minute process to join.
Wow. Kelly, were you aware of that?
Yeah, I know. I think It is very simple, and it'll be very interesting to see how workspace changes and who, you know, goes from, you know, working at home to working at a place like UNITA, who has working in a big office building before and goes to work there. It's going to be, I think it's fantastic. And anybody who walks in there, particularly in the Manhattan Beach one, I can't speak for the others. I haven't seen them, but I'm sure they're beautiful. They're going to be taken by it. And also Tom and Ego are perfect examples of another reason why you would want to work there. They're all extremely welcoming.
Yeah. And I have to imagine that. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that, Ego, I'm looking inside Project South Bay, and there's some amazing business resources that I really wasn't aware of before. Obviously, many people have talked about the Small Business Administration, the PPP loans. Kelly and I did a show on that last Tuesday. But I don't think many people realize that Facebook and Spotify and Goldman Sachs are also getting into the act of providing loans and grants. Is this part of the impetus for Project South Bay to pull together resources that maybe most small businesses don't know about?
That's great, and we'll add anyone and everyone out there on to the websites to as far as resources, and most of these resources people know of them, and if there is more and more as we learn, and we'll just publish them on our our resources. But the ultimate goal here is your story to be heard. So I'll send an email out and I'll get more from you. I'll learn more from Kelly, but we'll have all the resources in the world and we'll put them out there, and people can just go and take a look at these resources, and if there's anything that they didn't know about or that they didn't apply yet, they're more than welcome to do so. But the ultimate goal is this. I'm a company here in the South Bay, and everything has been going amazingly up until now. And now we're losing some members, and we're looking for more businesses to join. And we have a really, really true, honest, very, I want to say, inspiring story on how we open here and why we open here. And I want people to hear that. I want people to come in here and basically get an idea of what is it that we offer and see if this is a good fit for them. And I need them to do it now more than ever once this crisis, you know, slows down and people are out of their homes, and especially they have children like mine. I get a 1-year-old boy and a 4-year-old boy, and my wife is basically pulling her hair in the house. But the point is, for those that home is not the ultimate fit, this is the ultimate fit. For those that don't want to be in these sterile cookie cutter places that just are soulless, this place has the soul. So for that, this platform is for someone like me who is incredibly passionate about South Bay and who is offering something for South Bay with their passion to come in and go ahead and offer it to people and tell them, why is it that it's crucial that you give this a try? Why is it that you must know about UNITA or that incredible hairstylist or that, you know, burger shop? So for that, it's more of a story sharing platform, and the resources will be there, and we'll put as much as we can, and most of them are going to be already, within people's realm. They're going to know about it, but the important thing is there are artists in South Bay, and these people are suffering, and they can just put that artwork there and tell how long it took them to do that artwork. Tell them what they used and what was going on in their mind, and how is it that they were inspired, and how did they paint that incredible picture, and this is the platform for them to share and for people to take action and actually go ahead and purchase that art, and that's what we're after. And resources, it will be there, and we'll put them out there, but there's just this immense passion that we're really chasing for people to put out there and for the community to be receptive and responsive.
May I make a prediction just before we end the show? I'm going to make a prediction. This situation we're in is going to turn the world of office space upside down. There are a lot of companies that have now acknowledged that people can work from home. There are a lot of companies that don't need to lease 10,000 square feet. And I'm making a prediction that once we're past this and things open up, there's going to be a lot of people that are looking for space just like yours, Ego. Joe, we have to end this. It's the weekend.
I guess we do. We are so blessed here in the South Bay. What a great show this has been. What a hopeful vision, Ego and Tom, you've given people here in the South Bay, artists and businesses, to look forward to. Unita.club. Thank you for joining us, Ego Alpe and Tom Cocking. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And Jackie and Kelly, have a fantastic weekend, but do not get arrested in Orange County.
Oh, shoot. You never let me have any fun, Joe.
I know. You've been arrested many, many times before, but not Orange County. Not this weekend. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend. Be safe and enjoy being with friends and family. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.